I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Every individual experiences stressful events, and many are exposed to trauma or adversity in their lifetime. To talk about the human capacity to develop resilience in these scenarios is Dr. Teresa Stevens. She's a certified nurse educator and an associate professor in the College of Nursing at MUSC. Dr. Stevens has been involved in research for the past 11 years related to resilience. Dr. Stevens, what does it mean for a person to be resilient, especially when stressful life events, trauma, or chronic adversity happens?
Well, I define resilience as a process of development that occurs over a period of time in the midst of or as the result of personal tragedy or adversity. In other words, it's actually a growth that occurs due to the adverse events. We actually grow as a result of that if we're truly resilient.
And when you think of resilience, are you thinking of an inner strength? Are you thinking of spiritual or religious faith? Are you thinking of hope? What are those ingredients that kind of get mixed into resilience?
Excellent question. In my research, what I measure are called personal protective factors, and it's those things you just mentioned: flexibility, perseverance, hope, optimism, faith, humor, self-awareness, those things. And there's a list of those that we find that are common within people who are highly resilient.
How do people learn this resilience?
It's a process, and it has to be intentional, just like learning any other skill. It doesn't happen overnight. Some of us possess some of those protective factors naturally, but we can all learn to increase them and work them into our lives. And it's just about making choices and how we're going to be cognizant and intentionally respond to stress or adversity.
I know early in your research, you talked with Holocaust survivors to better understand resilience. Tell us about those interactions and what you learned about resilience.
In the midst of this work, I desired to really understand what it means to be resilient from those who are resilient. And I began talking to Holocaust survivors to understand their personal narratives. And it's greatly enhanced my work. It's actually been very influential in how I revised the resilience model that I use in my work. And it's led to a study all its own of just looking at different aspects of the Holocaust and what we can learn from them.
And the people that you talked to who were Holocaust survivors, were there themes that kept coming up that kept them going?
Exactly. And that's the four P's of resilience that I have added to my model as a result of this work. And that's priorities, a true sense of values and priorities in life. A sense of purpose is the second P. Personal responsibility, and then perspective, an informed perspective. And those were the four things that I see throughout all of this work in the Holocaust survivors. And now that I'm adapting to it to other people, we see that throughout in highly resilient individuals.
I understand that you've also taken a part of what you've learned about resilience from Holocaust survivors and created a course for healthcare professionals. Tell us about that.
I actually have, and I'm excited to bring that to the Medical University of South Carolina in the spring of 2020. It is called Holocaust Whispers, Lessons in Resilience, and it's an interprofessional elective course, and I'm looking forward to bringing that here and engaging with some of the students and the learners here on campus.
Dr. Stevens, thanks for providing this information about resilience.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.